I'm going to share something with you that I never thought I'd talk about publicly. My name is Wendy, I'm 34 years old, and what I'm about to tell you actually happened to me 3 years ago. I died, and during those moments, Jesus showed me 6 things that demons steal from believers who struggle with masturbation. And what he showed me was so shocking that when I came back, I knew I had to share this warning. Let me start from the beginning, and I promise you, this is going to challenge everything you thought you knew about this hidden struggle. It was a normal Tuesday afternoon in March 2022. I was at home, alone in my apartment in Nashville, Tennessee. I'd been a Christian for about 8 years at that point, active in my church, but I had a secret. I struggled with masturbation since I was a teenager, and despite being saved, despite praying about it hundreds of times, despite promising God over and over that I would stop, I kept falling back into it. That afternoon, I had just given in to temptation again. I was sitting on my couch afterward, feeling that familiar wave of guilt and shame, when suddenly I felt this intense pain in my chest. Not like a heart attack, but different. It felt like something was crushing me from the inside. I couldn't breathe. I tried to stand up, but collapsed onto the floor. Within seconds, everything went black. I found myself standing in this place that I can't even fully describe. It wasn't dark, but it wasn't exactly light either. And then I saw him. Jesus. I knew it was him immediately. There was this overwhelming presence of love, but also holiness. The kind of holiness that makes you aware of every single sin you've ever committed. He didn't say hello. He didn't ask how I was doing. He just looked at me with these eyes that saw everything. Every secret. Every hidden moment. Every time I thought nobody was watching. And then he spoke. Wendy, I need to show you something. Something that my people don't understand. Something the enemy has hidden from them. Before I could respond, I was suddenly seeing into the spiritual realm. And what I saw terrified me. Jesus started explaining to me that masturbation isn't just a physical act. Every single time someone masturbates, there's a transaction happening in the spirit realm. Demons are literally stealing things from you. And most Christians have no idea this is even happening. He showed me 6 specific things that demons steal. And I'm going to share all of them with you because Jesus told me that this message needs to get out. The first thing Jesus showed me was about spiritual fire. He said, "Wendy, do you see that?" And I looked and I saw myself. But it was like I was watching my own life from outside my body. I saw moments when I was praying, when I was worshiping, when I felt God's presence strong. And there was this fire around me. This glow. This anointing. But then I saw the times I masturbated. And every single time, I watched as this darkness came in and literally drained that fire away. It was like watching someone pull a plug and all the water rushing out. The anointing just left. Jesus explained it to me like this. He said the calling and anointing he places on someone's life is so delicate that it cannot come in contact with anything that defile it. He said no matter how spiritual or anointed someone is, lust and masturbation will instantly drain the anointing from them. He told me that this is what happens to so many of his people. They masturbate. Then they feel guilty and ask for forgiveness. And yes, God forgives them because he promised to forgive. But getting back that same level of anointing takes a very long time. Sometimes years. Jesus said to me, the bigger the calling I have on someone's life, the more careful they must be with certain things. The enemy knows this. So what does he do? He introduces habits like masturbation early. Sometimes when people are children or teenagers. These spirits of lust walk alongside them their entire lives. And every time I want to use that person mightily, those spirits quench my fire in them. They resist and restrict how far that person can go. Then Jesus showed me a vision. I saw a high priest standing before an angel, and Satan was standing right next to him to resist him. Jesus said, this is from Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1. Do you know why Satan was able to resist him? I shook my head. Jesus continued, because Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. Sexual sin makes your garments filthy in the spirit realm. And this is why so many of my anointed ones cannot flow powerfully in my presence. Their garments are defiled. He explained that when the devil discovers someone has a great calling, one of his first strategies is to introduce masturbation and sexual immorality into their life. Because he knows that every time God pours out his power on them, that masturbation will drain it. They'll keep repenting over and over, but will never be fully used the way God wanted to use them. Jesus looked at me with such intensity and said, "There are certain dimensions of my power that I can only entrust to people who refrain from sexual sin. If I continue to pour out my power on someone who is in sexual sin, that sin will corrupt the anointing and bring opposite results. It will also corrupt the people under them." He showed me scripture. Hosea 4 verse 9 that says the people will be like the priest. Isaiah 24 verse 2 that says as with the people so with the priest. He said, "Sexual sin corrupts the anointing. You cannot deliver people from bondage when you yourself are enslaved by the same thing." Then he quoted 2 Peter 2 verse 19 to me. "While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage." Jesus told me that if someone is called by God to deliver others, they cannot deliver people from the same thing they're under. He said, "If you struggle with masturbation and secret sin, my power will rarely flow through you." He reminded me of 2 Timothy 2 verses 20 to 21, about how in a great house there are vessels of gold and silver, but also vessels of wood and earth, some to honor and some to dishonor. And if a person purges themselves from these things, they will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and prepared for the master's use. I was crying at this point, because I realized how much I had lost. How many times God wanted to use me powerfully, but couldn't because I kept going back to this sin. But Jesus wasn't done. He said, "There's more you need to see." The second thing he showed me was about wealth and honor. This one shocked me because I never connected masturbation with finances. But Jesus explained it clearly. He said, "Every wealth you have in the physical is a manifestation of what you have in the spiritual. Every time a person masturbates, they open a spiritual portal through which demons gain legal rights to tamper with their wealth and fortune." He showed me Proverbs 5 verses 8 to 10. He said, "Read this carefully, Wendy. It says, remove your way far from her and come not near the door of her house, lest you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with your wealth and your labors be in the house of a stranger." Jesus explained that the Hebrew word for wealth there is hon, which means not just money but substance, sufficiency and abundance. He said, "When you masturbate, you unknowingly authorize demonic forces to divert your financial blessings, career advancement and material provision." Then he showed me another scripture. Proverbs 6 verses 25 to 26. "Lust not after her beauty in your heart, neither let her take you with her eyelids. For by means of a woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life." Jesus said, this operates whether in physical adultery or in the mental realm of masturbation. The precious life means semen because it contains life. This principle is spiritual. He showed me King Solomon. Jesus said, Solomon was the wealthiest man who ever lived. But look at 1 Kings 11 verses 1 to 4. His heart turned away from God through sexual sin. And what happened? The kingdom was torn from his lineage. This pattern appears repeatedly throughout scripture. Sexual impurity precedes financial and material loss. Jesus told me that many Christians are confused about why they have persistent financial struggles despite their giving and faithfulness. He said, they don't realize that masturbation has created a hidden leak in their financial storehouse. Demons assigned to sexual impurity specifically target wealth transfer. They divert blessings that I have already released in the spiritual realm. Then he talked about honor. He said, your honor, your reputation, your influence, the respect others hold for you. This is also systematically undermined by masturbation. This is why many who struggle with this sin find themselves inexplicably overlooked for promotions or leadership opportunities despite being qualified. There's a spiritual undermining occurring that manifests in the natural realm. I was devastated, because I realized this explained so much about my own life. The financial struggles, the missed opportunities, the feeling of being overlooked. It was all connected to this secret sin. Then Jesus showed me the third thing. spiritual gifts. He said, every believer has been given spiritual gifts by me. These gifts are meant to function at their optimal capacity, but masturbation significantly weakens their effectiveness and operation. Jesus used prophecy as an example. He said, this gift primarily deals with spiritual sight and perception. Do you remember Matthew 6 verses 22 to 23? I nodded. He had me recite it. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, your whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you be darkness, how great is that darkness? Jesus explained, the Greek word for single there is haplos, which means clear, sound, perfect. When you use your eyes to lust and fuel masturbation, your spiritual vision becomes blurry. Many Christians wonder why they can't hear me clearly or receive prophetic insights despite desiring these gifts. The hidden culprit is sexual impurity that has compromised their spiritual senses. He told me that sometimes a person who is gifted might still operate their gifts, but their gifts will not function correctly. They'll keep struggling or keep making errors. He said, if you have a prophetic gift, you might discover you no longer interpret your visions correctly. Or when you give a prophecy, the opposite happens. This is the result of merging your gifts and sin. Jesus showed me King David. He said, David had the prophetic gift in abundance. After his sin with Bathsheba, he didn't prophesy until after his deep repentance in Psalm 51. Look at what he prayed. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Jesus said, David understood the connection between sexual purity and the operation of spiritual gifts. He knew his prophetic gift was compromised by his sexual sin. He desperately sought restoration. Then he quoted 1 Corinthians 6 verses 18 to 19 to me. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Jesus explained, the word temple there is naos in Greek. It refers to the innermost sanctuary where God's presence dwells. Sexual sin uniquely defiles this temple. It creates interference with the operation of spiritual gifts that flow from my presence within you. He said, if you have the gift of discernment, masturbation will dull it. If you have the gift of faith, masturbation will weaken it. If you have the gift of healing, masturbation will hinder its flow. This is because all spiritual gifts operate through a vessel that must be sanctified for the master's use. I felt so much conviction, because I had these gifts, and I had noticed them getting weaker, but I never understood why. Now Jesus was showing me exactly why. The fourth thing Jesus revealed to me was about vitality and motivation, both spiritually and naturally. He said, this theft manifests as a pervasive lack of energy, drive, and passion for life and God's purposes. Jesus showed me Proverbs 31 verse 3. Give not your strength unto women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. He said, this reveals that sexual impurity drains multiple forms of strength from your life. After masturbating, most people experience a pronounced lack of motivation, energy, and drive. This isn't merely physical or psychological. It's a spiritual siphoning of God-given vitality. Demons assigned to sexual impurity specifically target motivation because they understand that without it, your divine purpose remains unfulfilled. Jesus explained that there's a scientific component. Sexual release triggers neurochemicals like dopamine, oxytocin, and prolactin. When these chemicals are repeatedly activated through masturbation, rather than within God's design of marriage, they create neurological pathways that lead to addiction and decreased motivation for other activities. But he said the spiritual principle goes deeper. He said, when I created humans, I breathed my life-giving spirit into them. This ruach or breath carries divine energy and purpose. Sexual expression was designed to be life-giving within the covenant of marriage. When misused in masturbation, it becomes life-draining instead. Jesus told me that the guilt and shame experienced after masturbation aren't just emotional responses. He said, they are spiritual indicators of life force being drained from you. This is why David prayed in Psalm 51 verse 12, "Restore unto me the joy of your salvation." He recognized that sexual sin had stolen his spiritual vitality and joy. He said, many Christians find themselves in a cycle of setting spiritual goals, falling into masturbation, losing motivation, and then starting the cycle again. This pattern isn't random. It's orchestrated by demonic forces that understand how effectively sexual impurity drains the vital energy needed for spiritual advancement and kingdom impact. I knew this cycle intimately. I had lived it for years. And now Jesus was explaining the spiritual mechanics behind it. The fifth thing Jesus showed me was spiritual authority and dominion. He said this was perhaps the most critical treasure demons steal through masturbation. Jesus reminded me of Luke 10 verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, as a believer, you have been given authority. However, this authority is compromised through sexual impurity. Jesus explained that in spiritual warfare, authority is directly connected to submission to God. He quoted James 4 verse 7 to me. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. He said, when you engage in masturbation, you're submitting to fleshly desires rather than to me. This compromises your ability to effectively resist the enemy. Jesus told me that many Christians struggle with persistent demonic oppression and don't realize that masturbation has created doorways that undermine their spiritual authority. He said, demons can mock commands coming from those who privately submit to them through sexual impurity. He explained the Hebrew concept of authority connected to the word mashallah, which means dominion or rule. He said, this dominion was part of mankind's original design but becomes fragmented through sexual sin. This is why deliverance ministers often identify sexual impurity as a primary gateway for demonic influence. It directly attacks your God-given authority and dominion. Jesus showed me Matthew 8, where the centurion understood authority. The centurion said, "For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." Jesus said, "I marveled at his understanding." True spiritual authority flows from being properly aligned under God's authority. Masturbation disrupts this alignment. It compromises your spiritual command. Then Jesus paused. He looked at me and said, "Wendy, there is a sixth thing I need to show you. Something that is connected to all of these, but is rarely discussed." I was already overwhelmed with everything he had shown me. But I knew I needed to hear this. Jesus said, "The sixth thing demons steal through masturbation is your seed. Not just physical seed, but spiritual seed. Your destiny. Your legacy. Your future generation." He explained, "Every time seed is spilled outside of my divine design, there is a spiritual consequence. In the natural, seed produces life. In the spiritual, your seed contains your future. It contains the destiny I placed in you. It contains the legacy you were meant to leave. When that seed is wasted through masturbation, demons literally steal portions of your future." Jesus showed me Genesis 38 and the story of Onan. He said, "Onan spilled his seed on the ground. And what happened? It displeased the Lord and the Lord slew him." This wasn't just about disobedience. It was about the spiritual principle of wasted seed. He told me that every person has a certain amount of seed, both naturally and spiritually. He said, "When you waste that seed through masturbation, you're not just experiencing momentary pleasure. You're giving away portions of your future, your strength, your legacy, your ability to produce in the kingdom." Jesus said, "This is why so many people who struggle with masturbation feel spiritually barren. They can't seem to produce fruit in their lives. They can't seem to birth the things I've called them to birth. Because they've been wasting their seed. And demons have been stealing their productive capacity." He showed me that this connects to everything else he had shown me. The anointing, the wealth, the gifts, the vitality, the authority. All of it flows from the seed principle. He said, Your seed is your potential. It's everything I placed inside you waiting to be released into the world. But when you waste it, when you give it to demons through masturbation, you're limiting what you can produce in your lifetime. I was weeping uncontrollably at this point. I understood now. I understood what I had been doing all these years. I understood what I had been losing, what had been stolen from me. But then Jesus did something I didn't expect. He said, "Wendy, the good news is that what demons have stolen can be reclaimed through me. My blood is powerful enough to cleanse all sin and restore what the enemy has taken." He quoted Joel 2 verse 25 to me. "And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you." Jesus said, "I am in the restoration business. I can restore everything that masturbation has stolen from you. But you must take specific steps." He gave me 6 steps. And he told me to share these with everyone who hears this testimony. The first step is genuine repentance. Jesus said, "The Greek word for repentance is metanoia, which means a complete change of mind and direction. This isn't just feeling sorry. This is making a decisive turn away from sexual impurity." The second step is to apply the blood of Jesus. He quoted 1 John 1 verse 7 to me. "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin." Jesus said, "The word cleanses is in the present continuous tense. This indicates an ongoing cleansing available to believers. My blood is always available to cleanse you." The third step is to renew your mind. He reminded me of Romans 12 verse 2. "And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Jesus said, "This renewal happens through saturating yourself in God's word, which cleanses and transforms your thought patterns." The fourth step is to establish accountability. He quoted Ecclesiastes 4 verse 12. "And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Jesus said, "Freedom from masturbation rarely happens in isolation. Find trusted spiritual companions who can pray with you and hold you accountable." The fifth step is to pursue deliverance if necessary. Jesus reminded me of Mark 16 verse 17. "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils." He said, "Sometimes persistent masturbation is reinforced by demonic attachment that requires specific prayer for deliverance." The sixth step is to fill yourself with my presence. He quoted Matthew 12 verses 43 to 45 to me about the unclean spirit that leaves a man and then returns with 7 more spirits to find the house empty. Jesus said, "Fill your life with worship, prayer, service, and community so there's no room for impurity to return." As Jesus finished speaking to me, I felt his hand touch my forehead. And suddenly I was being pulled back. Back to my body. Back to earth. I woke up on my floor. Paramedics were standing over me. My neighbor had heard me fall and called 911. They said I had been without a pulse for almost 4 minutes. They said it was a miracle I survived. But I know it wasn't a miracle, it was a message. Jesus sent me back to share what he showed me. To warn people about what's really happening in the spirit realm every time they masturbate. To tell them that demons are stealing from them. But also to tell them that restoration is possible. Since that day, my life has completely changed. I've been free from masturbation. Not because I'm strong, but because I finally understood what was at stake. I finally saw what Jesus sees. And I can't go back to living in ignorance. If you're watching this and you struggle with masturbation, please hear me. This isn't just about guilt or shame, this is about spiritual warfare. This is about demons literally stealing your anointing, your wealth, your gifts, your vitality, your authority, and your seed. But Jesus can restore it all. Every single thing that's been stolen. He's waiting for you to genuinely repent and turn to him. Don't waste another day.